Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Inspired small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. It's 34 After. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always, as we do every weekday. And, you know, I don't know if you ever... You probably haven't done the math on this, folks, but if you listen to my show every day, Monday through Friday, as I do, you will be treated to more than 1,000 conversations with people with highly intelligent, highly accomplished thought leaders who are the members of my brain trust. And somebody I have to put way up on the top of that list is our good friend Dr. Ivan Meisner. Ivan is a longtime member of our brain trust going back more than 10 years. He's the world's expert on networking. He's the founder and the chairman of Business Network International, BNI, that you've heard many times before. He's the author of so many books, I actually have to have help bringing them to the studio. And he's got a brand new book out right now called Networking Like a Pro, which he co-authored with David Alexander and Brian Hilliard. And more importantly, though, he's our good friend, Ivan Meisner. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's great to be on your show. It's always great to be on.
It's good to have you back, and you're launching this new book with us. We appreciate that.
Yeah, I think I've launched the last three or four books on your show.
And look what happened.
Yes, I have several bestsellers now.
Exactly. Well, you're welcome, and I know the check's coming any minute now, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, Ivan, what is, when you talk about being networking like a pro, now, everybody says, well, duh, you know, of course I want to be a professional networker.
Yeah.
What's the deal?
Well, the deal is that we don't teach this in colleges and universities. Nobody really knows how to do it. If you ask people, how do you build your business through referrals and word of mouth, they really don't have a plan. And so if you want to network like a pro, you've got to have a system and you've got to apply it consistently. Mm-hmm. And what we try to do here is to give people ideas on how to apply this stuff consistently. You know, most people try, they just keep bouncing around trying out different things.
Yeah.
And I think if you really want to be successful in business, you don't do 1,000 different things. You do, you know, maybe 10 things 1,000 times.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's that consistency that's key. And so what we're trying to do is tell people what they need to do to be consistent.
It's such a good point, because I was the beneficiary of some of the best sales training in the world. The Army, believe it or not, the Army does a pretty good job. But if you're an officer in the U.S. Army, you learn a lot of good sales skills. If you are I worked for Sears for many years. I worked for Xerox for many years, where I got what I consider to be the premier sales training. And what I learned in those days was that selling was not just going out and saying, "Hi, I'm Jim. How do you like me so far?"
Yeah.
You know, it was actually doing that, saying those things, same things, but with a strategy, with a plan, with the tools to let that customer go wherever they wanted to go, but make sure that it was along a track that would get me a sale.
Right, and that training of consistently applying that concept is what made the Xerox and Sears salespeople successful.
Yep.
And that's what we're trying to do here.
And exactly, and here's the thing, and I think this is the point that speaks more for your book than anything. It's been decades since I worked for those companies, since they trained me,
right,
and I use what they taught me today, every day.
Yeah.
And because they taught me how to be a pro. And that's what you're trying to do with networking, isn't it?
Yeah, we're really trying, through my books and the training that we do, to sort of codify this whole concept of networking. And you know, to a lot of people that may seem, well, yeah, okay, that's kind of a good idea, but so what? I mean, if you go back just 100 years, things like management were not codified. They were not put down in writing.
Right.
Here are systems, here are processes to network effectively. It wasn't until the early 1900s that the first books on managing people came out. And so what I've been trying to do in over the turn of the century is to really put in writing the techniques that are necessary to network with individuals personally. And you had on your show, I understand, today one of the first people to talk about networking.
Exactly. John Nesbitt.
Yeah. That was in my first book, one of my first books on networking, Masters of Networking. He was kind enough to contribute a piece that he did. And it was the piece about him saying, here's one of the, I see this as an emerging area in business over the next couple of decades. And I think he wrote that. I think you wrote that in like 1980.
It's exactly right. Now, the Megatrends was actually launched and was actually distributed the first time, I think, around 81. So you're exactly right. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come back and talk about some. We're going to get into the nuts and bolts of being a networking pro, folks. This is not an option for you. You know, and I mean, regardless of what you do, regardless of what organizations you belong to, you need to be a networking pro. 20 Tail, stay with us. Little Chicago bringing us back, 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. And don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter, check out my blog, and all the other things that we have there, thousands of pieces of information that you can read or listen to, or answers to your questions. We've got that right there. Our knowledge base is right there. Ask Jim. So check it out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And, of course, if you're on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. If you want to follow me, I'd love to have you do that. Dr. Ivan Meisner is our guest. Ivan is my good friend and yours, too, whether you know it or not. The founder of BNI Business Network International, the co-author of a brand new book on networking called Networking Like a Pro, Turning Contacts into Connections. Ivan, on the break we were chatting on about something I wanted to clue the audience in on a little bit. I predicted, in my predictions for 2010, I said twice in those predictions that we need to think of what we're doing right now, where we're going in the coming up, as more of a marathon than a sprint. This recovery that we're in, even now, doesn't feel like a recovery to some people. And even though it technically is, in my opinion, you know, we're not going to be singing Happy Days Are Here Again for a while. Probably not in 2010, maybe not even in 2011. And it's at times like these that we have to rely on our networking, in my opinion, to give us that little bit of an extra edge, if not make our year. And so, to me, we need networking now more than ever.
Yeah, if you have a powerful personal network, it can absolutely carry you through difficult times. I think one of the best metaphors that I've got for that is that here in Southern California, we have these big Santa Ana winds that always knock down trees, and you know, all over the country. When you see a certain time of year, you see, you know, Santa Ana winds hit L.A. and trees are all falling over. They're almost always this type of eucalyptus tree that grows in Southern California, and what happens with that tree is that the roots grow very wide but not very deep, and so when the winds hit, boom, the trees go down.
Yeah.
And it's always these eucalyptus trees.
But they're beautiful.
They're beautiful. My point is that when the economy is tough, if you don't have a root system in your business that is wide and deep, if your network is not both broad and deep, then you can't stand up to the tough economic times. And I think that tree is a great metaphor for the power of networking, because when you have a network that's a mile wide and deep in places, you can stand up to a tough economy.
And let's talk about how wide and deep manifests. I mean, to me, wide obviously means you know a lot of people, but the deep part, those are the people that you can drop all your barriers with and just completely be honest and really get some help from them.
Yes, those are the people that you can really sort of draw on the social capital that you've built with them, that you have helped them over the years, they've helped you over the years, and so you can call upon that relationship to support you, and support you in ways of, you know, giving you referrals, mm-hmm. and endorsements, testimonials, connections, introductions.
How about just listen?
You know,
or call on you to listen.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I get so caught up talking about the referral part of networking, mm-hmm. I often forget about the knowledge part of networking,
well,
which
you know,
is really what Nesbitt focused on when he did his predictions, the power of what he called knowledge networking. And you're absolutely right. That's an important aspect.
Well, and you guys quote Woody Allen in your book about 90% of success, 90% of life is just showing up. but the truth is, there is some element to networking that showing up is a big deal. I mean, I think a lot of people, Ivan, it's sort of like when you go visit a bereaved person or a sick person. Somebody said to me the other day, I don't know what to say. And I said, you don't have to say anything. Just show up.
Yeah.
And sometimes networking, you know, if you don't have to have all the answers, just show up. But Ivan, I want to get back to the pro thing, because yeah. in your book, you guys have a couple of things that are pretty darn good tracks to run on that really set you on a path to professionalism in networking. Ivan, one of them is your networking scorecard worksheet. Talk to us about that.
Well, you know, the networking scorecard came about actually many years ago, and this is the first time I've put it in any of my books. It came about because I used to train teams of people when I was a management consultant how to cold call. And I did it long enough to know that I don't want to ever have to do another cold call for the rest of my life. And we used sort of a system that insurance companies developed called the one-card system, where you'd track your cold calls, and you could, you know, track how many calls you made, how many people you got through to, how many appointments you set, how many sales you made, and you were able to determine what it took to be successful for a new salesperson or agent through this tracking process.
Mm-hmm.
And a few years ago, I wonder if that's possible for networking. Can you track the activities necessary mm-hmm. to achieve success in networking? And the answer is, of course you can. If you can figure out what those things are in any field, you can track it and determine, you know, what amount of activity is necessary to succeed.
Well, that's exactly what professional salespeople do.
Yep. And so what we've done is we've taken the kinds of things that we have found really enable you to be successful at networking and put them in this networking scorecard. And we have the worksheet in there. It's things like, you know, touch points. Have you sent thank you cards or gifts thanking people for their business?
Mm-hmm.
Have you sent articles to people that might be of interest to them? Have you arranged...
Now, do you have a card like this, a worksheet like this for every person? Or is it a spreadsheet for all your people and you have explain...
It's a worksheet for individuals. So you would fill this out as an individual.
Right, but I mean, but you'd have more... But you'd have your contacts on the sheet, right?
The idea is to just track all of
your activity. It doesn't identify who you do it with.
You don't have to on this.
I see. And folks, by the way...
Remember, salespeople hate to fill out forms.
It's on page 14 of the new book, Networking Like a Pro. You got to get the book and you'll have the worksheet. Quick break, 10 till. Right back with Ivan Meisner. Stay with us. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me, having a great visit with our good friend Dr. Ivan Meisner, the founder of BNI Business Network International. That's BNI.com, right, Ivan?
That's correct, BNI.com.
And they can find your books, including the new one, Networking Like a Pro, wherever books are sold, right?
Wherever books are sold. You can also get an excerpt from it by going to IvanMeisner.com.
M-I-Z-N-E-R.com. M-I-S-N-E-R. Mm-hmm. And he spells it with an S. And his co-authors are David Alexander and Brian Hilliard. Want to make sure we mention their names. Now, Ivan, as we went to the break, I was trying to overlay some of my sales structure with your networking
right.
scorecard, and you pointed out that the scorecard is really just for yourself to sort of point out whether you're to identify whether you're getting the right kind of activity out, but without reference to any particular person. But you're saying there is a program out there like that, though.
There is, and the reason we didn't do it in this scorecard was that we found that most salespeople are not real detail-oriented, so we wanted to give them sort of the, something simple to fill out.
Yeah.
However, for those people who are like Jim Blasingame and want to be really successful and are fairly detail-oriented, we recommend in the book, this is not a program that I've developed, but we recommend in the book a program called Relate to Profit, and it's the number two, so it's relate2profit.com. And it's an online database that you can upload your Outlook or whatever you've got.
Right.
To. And what I love about it is we've given them the rights to use my networking scorecard.
Good for you.
It can do exactly what you were suggesting.
Yeah.
How have I done with
this individual? Start with a scorecard, and if you want to put it on steroids, go to this other organization.
That's it. Relate2profit.com. And I tell you what, I'll give your listeners a code that they just gave me that will give them 50% off.
Wow.
And not 50% this month, 50% lifetime off on the program. The code, if they want to go to Relate to Profit and sign up, go to relate2profit.com with the number 2, and the code is ask-Ivan, ask-Ivan.
Ask-Ivan, okay,
yeah,
folks.
It's from, I do a website called AskIvanMeisner.com.
Right, so check that out, folks, and thank you for that information. So let's talk about let's move over and talk in the time we have left about your 12-step program.
Yeah, we've got an interesting idea in the book that we talk about the 12 by 12 by 12 rule.
Yeah, I shouldn't have said the 12-step program.
12-step program. but this is it's an interesting idea. The idea is how do you look from 12 feet away? Do you look the part? How do you look from 12 inches away? Are you as good up close as you are from afar, both mm-hmm. in the way you look and the way you sound, the way you come across? And what are the first 12 words that come out of your mouth?
Hmm.
And if you really understand those three things, you're going to present yourself effectively at a networking meeting. How do you look 12 feet away, 12 inches away, and what are the first 12 words you say?
And part of that, for the first two, when you say that, I keep coming back to the wisdom of Confucius. 2,500 years ago, he said, be in reality what you appear to be. And that's, to me, that's what, when you say, how do I look 12 feet or 12 inches away, to me, you should look the same.
Yeah, you should. But the idea, too, when you're, you know, a foot away, it's how do you sound as well.
Yeah.
From 12 feet away, you're not going to, people aren't going to hear you. And if they do hear you, that's a problem if you're 12 feet away.
Right.
But, you know, you want to present yourself professionally. Many people, it seems like more and more business environments are becoming very casual. And so you don't want to be too casual. You want to look professional. You
mm-hmm.
want to look the part from 12 feet away. When you're a foot away, you want to be, again, you still want to look professional and you want to sound professional. And, of course, what are the first 12 words you say? What are you going to say to get their attention, to have people really understand what you do?
Right.
And that's sort of a real core packaged way to put, how do you network effectively?
So how do I look from, when people see me from across the room,
yep.
How do I look? And then when they get close to me, how does that first impression
right.
endure when they get closer and meet me?
Yep. And then what are the first 12 words you're going to say to somebody?
What's going to come out of your mouth, which would be possibly your elevator speech, but it probably should be something more like what you say, what can I do to help you?
Yeah, or a unique selling proposition, which we talk about in the book.
Yeah.
Clearly, the best way to connect with people is to find ways to help them. But a unique selling proposition is also fairly important. In one of the companies I started, the Referral Institute, I love the selling proposition that my partners developed. And it is we help people create referrals for life.
Right.
And that's a real, very simple concept that comes across very easily in less than 12 words.
Yeah. Ivan, give us the website again, please.
For the book, it's IvanMeisner.com.
Meisner with an S.
Yeah, M-I-S-N-E-R. And for BNI, BNI.com.
BNI.com. It's an outstanding organization, folks. How many you got? How many chapters you got now?
We have 5,500
wow.
groups in more than 40 countries around the world.
Around the world, folks. They're getting together all over the place and doing more business. Thanks, Ivan, for being here. Good job. We'll see
Thank
you next
you.
Time. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'll see you tomorrow.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.